This is part three of the podcast for Monday, November 19th, 2018. Critical thinking. My card ran out. So I was talking about, if you look at pre-modern societies, there are religious societies, and they have traditional values, rigidly defined gender roles. Things are done very much through relationships as opposed to impersonal systems optimized for efficiency. And so in the modern period, you get secularization, you get science, the rise of modern science, the rise of modern economic systems, the rise of modern political systems, and the social values that go along with them, and you get clashes with modernity. So you get as modernity rises, you get clashes with the religion. So as say women get into the workforce, in the late 19th century with factory work, and early 20th century, and then really during World War II in America, you get the advent of the birth control pill. And you see women moving to more traditional male roles, and it causes disruption. Similar to the disruption caused by Galileo and Copernicus. And so even today, around the world, you have pre-modern societies that have had very recent industrialization, but society is still lagging behind in these traditional ideas. For example, I was at a barbecue and I met an exchange student from Saudi Arabia. And this guy looked like he was firmly planted in the modern world. He was wearing a t-shirt with a corporate logo, had some designer sunglasses, flip-flops and shorts. He looked totally at home. Talked with him a bit about the economics department at UO, which I was interested in. And then I said, "Say, what do you think about this? Women are agitating to get the right to drive in Saudi Arabia. What's your view on that?" And he says, "Oh, it's much ado about nothing." I'm like, "Oh, really? So you're in favor of it?" And he's like, "Oh, no. I think it's a terrible idea." He said, "Well, women who are rich, they have drivers to take them wherever they want to go. Women who are poor can take the segregated buses. It would mean a lot of traffic. And it's a bad idea." And I said, "Well, how would you feel if you weren't allowed to drive as a man?" And he looked at me like I had two heads, like he couldn't even wrap his mind around the question. That was an absurd question to him. So even though he looked like he was firmly planted in the modern world, was studying modern economic systems, some of them, some based on highly technical mathematical models, His views on gender equality were still firmly planted in the Middle Ages, and he even said that he felt uncomfortable going up to a kiosk and having to ask a woman for information. He felt embarrassed. It felt wrong, and so and this is largely because of his religious culture and religious upbringing that he still had these attitudes. So sometimes the social change lags behind. And so these are part and parcel of the same change, interrelated change, through the development of science and modern forms of government, individual rights, markets, and separation of church and state, and part of individual rights, gender equality, racial equality, and so on. So you have conflicts with the modern world in that women in Saudi Arabia look around and they see women everywhere else can drive, so why can't we drive here in Saudi Arabia? Oh, it's because of fundamentalist Islam and its strong attachment to these traditional gender roles. So you get clashes with modernity and religion. So what do people do? Well, there's three approaches you can take. Now, the fundamentalist approach is the way this guy I was talking to from Saudi Arabia. I'll just stick with what the text says, stick with the original teaching. And if the modern world disagrees, so much the worse for the modern world. Same thing with the biblical creationists. They say, okay, well, the scientists say evolution occurred and not special creation by God. Evolution is wrong. Science is wrong. But then there's another approach you can take, which is the liberal approach, which is, well, this was okay for back then, but you need to interpret your religion based on modern findings of science. Or you can still practice your religion, but you got to be part of the modern world, and you can practice your religion and make some concessions to modernity. You can believe in democracy. You can still be a Muslim and also embrace liberal democratic values. One of the problems with this liberal approach is you have these texts which seem to be very... They're very dogmatic about certain particular issues. And so what do you do with these texts? Well, you make them to an allegory or a metaphor, and you say that's not, okay, I know it says that literally, but I don't believe the Bible literally, or I don't believe the Quran literally. I'm going to take this as a metaphor, and I'm going to focus on the moral teachings and moral lessons and the values and the spiritual things, and so my religion will tell me about spiritual things and moral values, and then science will tell me about the physical world. And then there's the third approach, is just skepticism and secularism, that says, well, you can't pick and choose what you like and what you don't like based on some arbitrary criteria, and if one part of your religion is wrong, what makes you think that any of the rest of it is okay? And so you should just be a skeptic and junk the whole thing. So that's all we have time for. We'll talk a bit more about religion and move right into talking about the academy and higher education and academic bias on Wednesday.